This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. Stevens College announced today that it will sell properties to the Hagen Scholarship Foundation. KBIA's Dana Schnazy has more on how the nonprofit plans to expand.
Dan Hagen's spokesperson Mark Farnan says the nonprofit will turn its new buildings into an academy that will house 50 to 60 high school juniors and seniors. Once students graduate the academy, Farnan says they will become eligible for additional college scholarships. To apply, students must live in a county with fewer than 50,000 residents and show economic need, but do not need to be from Missouri. Farnan says the organization decided to extend the scholarship program to an academy because of its success in helping students.
The people who have been a part of it have responded very favorably to it and have said this has helped change my life.
Stevens College President Diane Lynch says the values of the Hagen Scholarship Program are what caught the attention of the Stevens College Board of Trustees and Foundation Board.
It became very clear right away that he would be a wonderful neighbor and that there were all kinds of opportunities.
Stevens College plans to sell Hillcrest Hall, the auditorium and natatorium complex. Dana Schnazy, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri will have three graduates in the U.S. Senate for at least the next 6 years. Martin Heinrich is a 1995 graduate and will represent New Mexico after being sworn in January 3rd. He will join Governor Tim Kaine of Virginia, who graduated from Missouri in 1979, and Claire McCaskill of Missouri, who graduated in 1975. All three are Democrats. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that this is the largest number of U.S. senators from one state-supported school. A joint committee of Missouri House and Senate members is considering an overhaul of how the state's colleges and universities are funded each year. A first draft of recommendations was released today, and it includes basing 10% of an institution's state funding on performance standards such as graduation rates. GOP Senator David Pierce says the report is still a work in progress.
The 10% on the funding, is that excessive? Is it not enough? Is it exactly where we want to have it? Things like public service and student services that are very, very important parts of an individual institution. What kind of weight should that have when it comes to a funding formula?
Public comments on the recommendations are being accepted through the end of the year, but Pierce says they could likely be revised once the legislative session begins next year. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid announced his intention to run for re-election in April 2013. McDavid says he has a list of issues he wants to tackle if he's re-elected. He said he wants to continue focusing on reducing crime, improving overall public safety, and increasing morale within the Columbia Police Department. McDavid says he's happy with the new deal announced last month with American Airlines, to add flights from Columbia to Dallas, Chicago, and Orlando. However, he says the main challenge will be sustaining the amount of traffic needed to keep the service running.
This is a use it or lose it proposition. We're a small market, but it's a market that can't sustain a substantial increase in air service.
Since there is an increase in the student population coming to Columbia from Dallas and Chicago, McDavid says this is one of the biggest opportunities to improve Columbia's economy. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones is hitting the road, planning to visit 20 cities this week to speak with voters and community leaders about the upcoming legislative session. Jones plans to start his statewide tour on Monday in southeastern Missouri. He then plans to tour the rest of the state in the days to follow. State lawmakers return to the Capitol on January 9th for the start of the 2013 legislative session. Jones, a Republican from Eureka, will lead a caucus with a 2/3 veto-proof majority. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.